Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Zedgy today. We have a giant show for you this week. My first guest is country superstar Clint Black. Actress Shirley MacLaine will be here. Former governor of Arkansas, 2008 presidential candidate, and the star of his own television show on Fox, Mike Huckabee. Actor Ed Begley Jr. will be joining us. Golf legend Lee Trevino. Disco King KC of KC and the Sunshine Band. We're going to chat about how it's important to keep your pets filled with lots of food and our tribute to television legend Suzanne Summers. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Zedgy today. We're going to pause, but when we come back, my first guest this first hour is one giant superstar, Clint Black.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Separate ways, but we come back around, and even when we fight just a little or a lot, when it comes to friends, you're the best one that I've got, and I'm still in love with you, America.
Gosh, I love that song. We're back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Zedgy today, and that is part of a brand new CD that is out right now called Out of Sane, and it's the 12th studio album with our guest, who, by the way, has sold over 20 million records, earned 22 number one hits, nearly two dozen gold and platinum awards, Grammy Award, CMA, ACM, American Music Awards, Hollywood Walk of Fame star. Joining us right now, our friend Clint Black. Hi, Clint. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron.
Congratulations on the new CD.
Thanks, Ron. It's good to be with you.
You are one busy man these days. Now, you got a tour that's starting up here in a few weeks, and your television show, Talking in Circles with Clint Black, is now in its fourth season starting up again. Man, you keep really busy, and now you got the studio outside the house, so you're working all the time.
I can't believe sometimes how busy I am, and I put stuff on the calendar, and I always joke, you know, if you put it on the calendar, it will arrive. You know, you will be doing it one day. And so I try to be careful about not scheduling too many things, but I can't help it. And I'm not good at laying on the couch. I need to work.
Well, boy, you're sure doing that. Let's start off with the television show. The premiere of season four on the Circle Network, which is the Grand Ole Opry Network. It's called Talking in Circles with Clint Black. This year, you've got a lot of friends of mine on, Terry Bradshaw. He's a trip, isn't he? Also, Kevin Nealon, Patricia Heaton, Tanya Tucker. You could do a whole documentary and a comedy routine with Bradshaw.
You know, he was so unfiltered, so much fun. We went so long on the taping that we turned it into two episodes. That's never happened before.
Yeah, you need the vaudeville cane to take him off sometimes, but he's a great guest. So this show has really taken off. By the way, it is on Saturdays, and it's at 10 o'clock Eastern, and Pacific time, I think, is 9 o'clock, or Central time. Anyways, it's on there. I love the format of that show, Clint. It works very, very well. Very casual, very intimate.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. And the network really encourages me to just go where I want to go with it. So we don't, there's no agenda. We've got to cover this release or that project. We're trying to have the kind of conversations that we have backstage or in the green room waiting to go on, you know, talk talking about the things that we would talk about, you know, when we had those moments. And we have a live audience, which really kind of amps things up a little more. So it's a fun, relaxed conversation. But we have a crowd there, and they kind of give us a little more energy than we would get from the green room.
You know, Clint, I think, and from my experience, that people like to hear casual conversations. They don't want to hear, you know, what time did you get up this morning? And what's your favorite lunchbox? Those kind of questions. The ones behind the scenes, I think, is what they like. Now, let's talk about this new CD, Out of Sane. Clever way that you came up with the name. Tell us about that. I think that's a great idea.
Well, you know, usually I would name an album after one of the songs on the album that I thought was special, but I didn't really have a good title, and so I went through every lyric on the album, and when I ran across one of them for What I Knew Then, you know, I ran across that line, A Little In and Out of Sane, and I thought, you know, Out of Sane has a dual meaning, and it's kind of, you know, where the music comes from is this same place in me that's working on thoughts. But by the time I finish an album, I've hit play and record so many times that it's more like a science project. All the mojo is gone from me, and I'm just, you know, I've gotten the work down, and now I have to make sure every instrument is being heard right and it's in the right place. And it's a little bit of torturous by the end, and I'm a little out of sane by the end of a project. That's why I don't do one every year or two. I have to get far enough away from it to forget just what kind of crazy zombie I was at the end. Can't sleep, you know, sleep 4 or 5 hours a night, and then I'd start hearing the music in my head.
That's right.
And I'd have to go back out in the studio and work. That's really how the title came about. But it was just by accident that the album came out, and, you know, in the middle of the craziness of 2020. I think it was named just right for that year.
Yeah, that was designed for that. Especially when you have a studio close to your house. I can relate to that. You don't see nothing good on TV, boom, you go in the studio. I was watching some of the clips from the tour, Hits and the Misses Tour. I love the way you did that with MRS, period. Your wife, of course, we've had on the show in the past, but your daughter, Lily, is absolutely sensational. You can tell that the apple didn't fall too far from the tree. Man, what a voice. What an appearance. She's going to be a big star, Clint.
You know, she has the talent, and, you know, what I tell her is you have to develop the talent, and she is. She has a really special voice. She's got a range to her voice that could be in the Mariah Carey type of range. It's just shocked me. But she also sings naturally, so she's not mimicking, trying to fit into a style. You know, we really impressed upon her that your natural voice is all you have that, you know, will make you unique when people hear your voice. Lily Pearl Black, you can find her EP on Spotify and Apple and YouTube. It's a joy. It's a joy to see her following in our footsteps.
Yeah, she just has a very original and beautiful voice. I mean, just a uniquely pure sound to it, good bass, everything. I didn't know that your mother is Italian, Sicilian. I'm of Sicilian descent, too. I never knew that. She played the violin.
Yeah, she didn't. Her grandfather did, and his father did. And her grandfather came over from Sicily and worked as a violinist in a small group that played the scores for the silent film, you know, 8 shows a day.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like what, you know, his great-grandson would later do in the bars. So that's really where it came from. We can't find any musicians on my father's side, and we gave him some grief about that.
Well, you got it all. Well, now we want to talk about, that's a tour that's going to be starting. And then, of course, now Talking in Circles with Clint Black on the Circle Network, as we mentioned before, that is a network for the Grand Ole Opry. Boy, I got to tell you something. You are keeping busy. Now, you're not taking Lily and Lisa out on this tour, right? I would assume that when you did, especially with the last tour, it was nice to have the family together. But this one is solo?
Yeah, I do about 70 cities a year with just me and the band. And then they join me. They join us for about 20, 24 cities. So it's not all the time. It'd be nice if it were, but probably I wouldn't be able to get them to go out every year.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be too smart to travel that much.
Yeah, well, you got a nice situation going there. Beautiful family, great talent, and, of course, a very successful career. Hey, Clint, now, if we want to check out the dates that you're going to be starting on the tour, we can go to clintblack.com. Is that correct?
Yep. Everything you need, clintblack.com.
Okay.
You can find where to watch the TV show, all the tour dates, get some coffee.
Sounds great.
Anything else we have going on. All and right. I'm on Twitter being a twit and Instagram and TikTok and all that. So.
All those things, tic-tac-toe and everything. Well, again, on the Circle Network, the official network for Talking in Circles with Clint Black, these tours, and a brand new CD out right now that's called Out of Sane. Clint, it has been a long time since you've been on the show. Please don't make it that long the next time. It's always great having you here. You're a great talent, and keep up the great work.
Now, you too. Thanks for having me, Ron.
Clint Black has been our guest. Talk about a successful career. He's had it, and he's married to Lisa Hartman. Remember Lisa Hartman? I think it was Entertainment Tonight. And when he first started in the business, everybody said he looked like Roy Rogers. Even Roy Rogers thought he looked like Roy Rogers. Clint Black, and there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
I've been bound to leave you. We've known that for something I can't do if I can't leave you with a smile. I don't know how far I'll have to go till I'm sure those eyes won't cry. And in my bad goodbye.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back with Ron Segi today.
And it's always great when we have a legend on the show, and that is the case of our next guest. She has done so many things. Three-time Emmy, 10-time Golden Globe winner, has appeared in over 50 films, been nominated for Academy Awards 6 times, an Oscar for Best Actress, and the author of 9 books, of which I have one right in front of me. It's called Out on a Leash. I love this book, the very lovely Shirley MacLaine. Hi, Shirley.
Thank you very much. Nice introduction.
Well, thank you. It's from the heart. I really mean that. You know, I know that you look into things very deeply. And this new book, which, as we mentioned before, is Out on a Leash, is about this great little dog of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was growing up, I had a little dog. And it looked exactly like this dog of yours. And her name was Terry.
You're kidding.
Nope, I am not kidding. I got the chills when I said it.
Wow.
Terry was the dog that I grew up with, and he looked just like your Terry. And she was just as lovable as I know you have with this dog.
Yeah, it's an amazing experience, isn't it? Who knows, with my way of thinking, how long ago did this one of yours die?
And by around 1969, 1970.
You never know, do you?
Gosh, you know, I never thought of that.
You know, on the Wayne Brady show, you mentioned it. Terry kept coming down off the chair and going to one lady in the front row.
Yeah, I did see that.
And you never know. I mean, maybe she knew her for some reason somehow.
Well, you know, let me tell you the funny story about my dog is that when I got the dog, for some reason, she would never respond. We'd call her, we wouldn't respond, and she'd be laying in her bed, and we'd holler, and we would never respond.
Mm-hmm.
We took her to the vet, found out the dog was born with no eardrums. The doctor,
really?
Yeah, the doctor wanted to put the dog away, and my father said, no, are you kidding me? It's my son's dog. We've had it for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
This dog, Shirley, was so bright that if somebody drove into the driveway, that dog had other senses, just like a blind person would have other senses.
Mm-hmm.
This dog had other senses, so who knows? You know,
that's what I'm learning. I'm learning my potential for other senses. I mean, like we all do, and it takes a dog or some kind of beloved pet to put us in touch with what they might be.
But you know, the thing that amazes me about your story is this: we have a new dog, a little 7-pound poodle,
mm-hmm.
and I love him dearly. But is that you have other dogs?
I have 9 others.
Yeah. Now, how is it that you are attracted to Terry more so than those other dogs?
Well, first of all, the others I got at the pound in New Mexico, and Terry is the one who called me to her here in California to go to New Mexico. So she called me in. I got the other dogs. And also, I have to be honest and fair about this. She's the indoor dog. She's the princess. She's
mm-hmm.
the one who can travel with me.
Yeah.
The others protect the ranch. So I'm a little bit more involved with a dog on those levels.
Now, do you take Terry with you when you're flying and traveling?
Everywhere.
You know, I figured it out.
Because we do a lot of traveling for business.
That as of last week, I have over $5,000 in airline fares.
Yeah, because it's $75 to $100 every time you take them on the plane.
That's exactly right.
Well, maybe you figured out how to get them to Europe in an international carrier if they're over 11 pounds.
You know what? I have an opportunity to go to Jamaica. I can't figure out how to do it without the dog.
Mm-hmm. I just turn down everything and I don't go.
Well, that's where I'm at too, Shirley. You know, my wife wants to go to Italy. I said, what are we going to do with the dog? She said, we'll put it in a pound. I said,
wait a minute. No,
are you kidding me? That dog goes nowhere like that.
No.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it truly is. It truly is. And it changes your life and it changes your attitude about your own capacity to love.
Yeah, it's very, very soothing. You know,
I know you knew our mutual late friend Dick Clark. And when I used to go visit Dick in his office in Burbank, he had his dogs roaming around the office as if they worked there. I mean, they took over the place, and he loved it.
Oh, it didn't help much, did it?
No, no. That's the classic line there. What? Oh, ShirleyMacLaine.com, by the way, is the website. How did you get the idea to have Terry write this book?
Well, I was talking with my publisher. I was just so deeply moved by the experience with the dog. I thought, gee, you know, maybe people could be happier in their lives if they did the same thing, like get a dog. And I was telling my publisher that I wanted to try something about her, and she said, well, do you feel like you understand what the dog is thinking and feeling? And I said, yeah. And she questioned me further. And she said, why don't you have Terry write one chapter and me write one chapter? And so I sort of had already started that, but I thought, well, people will think I'm wacky. She said, no, not at all. There's 60 million dog lovers who have some kind of feeling, maybe not as deep or as concentratedly investigated as yours, but they're there. Mm-hmm. And so she said, go ahead and do it, and let's see how it looks. And I got into this modality, sort of like you do when you're an actor.
Yeah.
And I just put myself in this frame of mind of understanding the character of Terry instead of the character in terms of endearment or something. And she, in my opinion, spoke to me. You know, who knows? Everybody's making up their own reality anyway.
Sure, sure.
So I did it that way, and I noticed I talked to a tape recorder, and my voice got higher, and I began to use language in a different way than I do otherwise. It was a fascinating experience just to do that.
But you actually could hear the voice. I mean, I heard you say what you actually had. You mentioned getting higher. You actually had thought the voice would be if the dog could talk.
Well, you know, that's true, Ron, but then that's what you do when you act. This is how you think the character would be. I don't know what's true and what isn't. Hell, I don't know what's true and what isn't. How do I know what? That's why I called the book Exploring the Nature of Reality and Love, you know?
Yeah, which is right. You know, I always say dogs have this unconditional love, which it's hard for humans to even understand unconditional love.
Yeah.
You've candidly admitted yourself in the book that it's tough for you to even understand unconditional love.
Yeah, because we're so judgmental of each other, even of ourselves with each other. We're not like that with our pets. It's sort of like with our pets. And, you know, this would be for dog, cats, horses, pigs. I mean, I know some friends that have pet pigs.
Yeah, I do too.
And they're very intelligent. You know, you feel these things and you say to yourself, well, that's my reality with this fur thing. And you get into understanding what that kind of reality is. Nobody who hasn't experienced it knows it. But I think I have.
No, I think you have, too. I want to just mention before we go any further that, again, your website is ShirleyMaclaine.com. What can we find on the website?
I have, like, oh, I don't know, 90 million people on it, looking at it, because people in this culture are really very interested and longing for some kind of spiritual help. And they come onto my website, and anyone listening who wants to do that. The content-driven site has a lot of stuff on spirituality, UFOs, actually. It's quite an interesting site, and more stuff on Terry.
When you get a pictorial in a hardcover book, usually it's just nice. This is beautiful. You got great color pictures in this book. It's easy reading. It's fun reading. You got a winner on your hands here. You really do, Shirley.
Well, thanks, Ron. I have to say it's not me. It's Terry.
How did you come up with the name? I know how I came
Terry
up with it.
Terry Terrier.
Oh.
He's a rat terrier,
okay.
So I did Terry Terrier.
That's very clever. If I'm real nice to you, maybe you'll come back one of these days and tell me some stories about the days with the Rat Pack.
Well, this is funny, so I ended up with a rat terrier.
Your latest book, which is out right now, is called Out on a Leash, Exploring the Nature of Reality and Love. It's penned by Shirley MacLaine and Terry MacLaine. Shirley, this has been a delight.
Thank you so much
for doing this.
Thank you so much.
You're a sweetheart. And again, the website is ShirleyMaclaine.com. Thanks, Shirley, and give Terry our love, all right?
I'll do that. She's having a sunbath right now.
That's great. Well, better for me, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, dear.
Thanks.
Shirley
MacLaine's
our guest. Out on the Leash is the book.
And after a brief pause, there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's hush money trial in New York is agreeing to delay it. The trial was scheduled to start on March 25th. It will now be pushed back until the middle of April. Prosecutor Nathan Wade is resigning from Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade says he's doing it in the interest of democracy and to move the case forward as quickly as possible. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fawny Willis can remain on former President Trump's election interference case if Wade was removed. The governor of Ohio says people in his state came together in the aftermath of some devastating storms.
Asked the law enforcement, you know, how in the world did you check all the places? And they got it done. Neighbors who are watching out for neighbors.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, everyone. We're back with Ron Segi today. And our next guest was on our show many, many years ago. He's penned a book called Do the Right Thing. And what the book is about is the trials and tribulations, the challenges he faced as a presidential candidate. Now, let me explain why we're doing this. This book just came out, and I thought it'd be interesting because it's a diversion of just bringing on current presidential candidates. And if we did that, there might be a problem with giving equal time and so on and so forth. And this is a non-confrontational show. So we thought we'd bring the governor on to chat about this book and to talk about the election he was involved with as a presidential candidate back in 2008 and how things change but sometimes don't change. In the world of politics, it pretty much stays the same, just the names are different.
He's got a television show we're going to talk about too. He was lieutenant governor of the state of Arkansas from 1993 to 96. He served as the governor 1996 to 2007 and was the 2008 Republican presidential candidate. Joining us right now is Governor Mike Huckabee. Hello, Governor.
It's great to be with you on the show today. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And I've got to tell you something. This is a terrific book. Before we talk about the book, can I just be very candid with you?
Certainly.
You are one of the coolest politicians I have ever come across. I mean, I love your television show. You got to watch Governor Huckabee's show. At the end of the show, he puts on his bass guitar and he does Twist and Shout by the Beatles. I mean, it doesn't get any cooler than that.
Well, we have a lot of fun. And one of the things I'm trying to do is to promote music for every kid in America. I think it's an important part of education. But the other reason I'm doing it is because I enjoy it and I have a lot of fun, so it's part of the deal.
If you want to throw my hat in the ring for that, I will do that. I am a singer. I've sang for 35, 40 years. My brothers are musicians, and I have a music room in my home. Anytime you want to get together and jam or fight for keeping music in schools, let me know, and I'll be one of your disciples, okay?
Hey, that sounds great. If you're ever to be in New York on a weekend, bring your singing voice with you.
Oh, I take it every place I go. Believe me when I tell you that. Let's talk about the book, all right? You candidly state in the book that this is not really the memoirs, if you will, of a campaign, but some of the great things that happened to you in this campaign. And I find it fascinating. What I did find out is you and I have not only the music in common, but we also have the fact that I, too, started at 14 years old at a radio station, and you did with a gentleman who was very influential, Haskell Jones.
Very much so. When I started the Fulton radio station in Hope, Arkansas, it was a very important part of what conservative principles were all about. And to this day, I will forever be grateful for the way that he mentored me, not only in radio, but also just in a sense of being responsible as an individual.
What makes a person want to be the president? Now, I'm a presidential buff. I have an office in my home that's kind of a miniature of the Oval Office, and I love presidential history. I've been to the White House several times, but I would never be able to take what I would call public abuse by the news media and public scrutiny like a candidate. Plus, once you get in there, it's such an enormous job for one person, and it is so responsible. What makes somebody want that job, Governor?
Well, I think a lot of it is after having been governor for 10.5 years, there were a lot of things that we do better in this country, not only for the economy and building jobs, but for everything from health care to education. And it seemed to me that a lot of people who were on the national stage really had never governed. They had talked about things, but they had never actually balanced a budget, run a government. And I had that experience longer than anybody else who ran for president.
And of course, we're talking about when you ran for president in 2008, which is what the book is about. I mean, it's not about today's campaign. It was the campaign that you ran for president in back in 08.
You know, you talk about Barry Goldwater in the book and the fact that he really didn't stand much of a chance against LBJ. And I had recently read the book on Barry Goldwater that was written by his son and John Dean and got a new appreciation for Barry Goldwater. In 1964, I don't believe a Republican could have won that office. Could a Republican won in 2008?
You know, Ron, I think they could have. We had to show that we were different. We had to also show that we could govern competently. But the real reason Republicans are in trouble is because they've advertised one thing and delivered something different. We have not balanced budgets. We've not policed corruption. We haven't really stood for the things that cause a lot of people to become a part of the Republican Party. And those are traditional values like marriage and sanctity of life and the Second Amendment. And when the conservative party doesn't act very conservative, it's real easy for people just to decide that maybe they should go shopping elsewhere.
Was this an election that race played a role? And I know a lot of people don't want to make that comment, but I think it's important to make it because I think in some cases, and I might be wrong, but in your particular campaign, maybe there were some people that gravitated away because of the clergy background. You know, you never know what people are thinking when they walk into that booth.
It's hard to know. I do think that one thing that hurt Senator McCain was the fact that he went back to Washington and supported a bailout bill, and at that point, the Republicans didn't look a whole lot different than the Democrats. And I really believe that if he had gone back to D.C., stuck a flag in the ground and said, over my dead body, we'll pass this bailout for all these insurance companies, big corporations, I think he could have gotten some traction from that. But the American people clearly, I think, are angry that Washington would be up there bailing out poorly run businesses when back home in their own districts, there are a lot of small business operators that are struggling. And there is no toll-free number that they can call 1-800-BAIL-ME-OUT and get their congressman to send them a check.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you talk about in a chapter something that made me think of a picture I saw of John F. Kennedy, and it was early on in his career that he was out on a tarmac with a DC-3. It was three people. It was him, his wife, and David Powers, and they were all by themselves getting on this airplane. You talk about being in a small little Beechcraft King, colder than can be, bouncing around in the cold weather, going up to, I think it was Iowa, might have been. And
it was.
What does that feel like in the initial days? You know, you had a real period of time there where, like, you were the king of the hill.
Well, before that, there were many, many months of flying the middle seat in coach and sleeping in airport terminals when my flights got canceled and staying in hotels that were so cheesy that I'd call my wife to check on me in the morning, make sure I lived through the night, because there was, I talk about a book, it was a true story. I said I got there, and I was the only guy in the place that had sleeves on. It was just really the cheesiest, sleaziest place. I couldn't believe that we were staying there, but our staff was trying to get us the cheapest possible places. And at one point, I said, look, William Shatner couldn't negotiate this cheap. We've got to upgrade our accommodations so at least we live through the night. But that's how we kept the campaign alive. You know, I spent about a dime to the dollar of the other candidates, and we still beat everybody but John McCain in the primary. And I think it was a testament to the hard work of volunteers that I talk about in the book. And there are some stories in there that will warm your heart and some that will bring laughter to your face, because there's just some great Americans that made our campaign functional.
You know, Governor, this book reflects the image that you have, and that is a warm, likable, and regular guy. And I mean that sincerely, and I mean that as a compliment. But when McCain was down and he was carrying his own bags on the plane, did you think you had it?
You know, I never thought that we just had it wrapped up, but I knew that we really had a shot at it. And, you know, as I look at the turning point with South Carolina for us, if Fred Thompson had not been in the race, we would have won South Carolina. He took just enough from us that we barely were scalped by John McCain. McCain had said that if he lost South Carolina, he was quitting. He was out of gas and would leave, and that would have left us a clear path to go on to Florida, and we'd have had momentum, and I think we could have pulled off, you know, the nomination at that point.
I think you could have, too. One of the things that I mentioned in the introduction is the news media, which I've been a part of, and, you know, there certainly is a difference between the cable channels, and your show is on Fox, and again, great show. But when you're watching, how do you personally take that? Because
they're no longer journalists, they're pundit.
But when you hear those kind of attacks, knowing that your life is dedicated to this, your family's life is dedicated to it, how do you feel?
I guess I got used to it in Arkansas, because this may surprise you, but I told people that running for president wasn't nearly as savage an experience as running for anything that I ever ran for in Arkansas, because being a Republican in that very Democrat state was pretty much uphill all the way.
You know, I never thought of that. The name of the book is Do the Right Thing, Inside the Movement That is Bringing Common Sense Back to America. It's penned by the former governor of Arkansas and a former presidential candidate, 2008, on the Republican ticket, Mike Huckabee.
And if you just tuned in halfway through that interview and wondering why we're talking to a gentleman about an election that happened in 2008, here's the reason. The new book that former governor and television host Mike Huckabee has put out is a reflection on politics almost 10 years ago and what it's like to run for president and the experiences of it. This is generally a non-confrontational show, and if we brought on present presidential candidates, we'd have them on every week because we got to give all of them somewhat equal time. So we thought it would be interesting to talk to a former presidential candidate and the experiences he had during his campaign. And I must tell you, I'm still fascinated by people who run for president because it's an enormous job. There's all kinds of pressure, all kinds of criticism, and money and time it takes to do that. And why you want to do it is always something that has been unbelievably fascinating to me. And that's the reason why we have the governor on the show. And we're going to pause for a second. Again, the book is out right now. Get it. Read it. It's fun. If it shows anything, it shows that in 2008, not many things have changed in our politics. As they say, only the names have changed. And we're going to pause for a couple of seconds, but we'll be back with more with former governor and former presidential candidate and current talk show host on Fox. I love his show, Mike Huckabee. When we come back, live with Ron Segi today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We are back nationwide and around the world, and my guest has been nice enough to stay with us for a second segment. He's the former lieutenant governor and then former governor of the state of Arkansas, and he ran in the presidential election of 2008. His book is called Do the Right Thing, and he mentioned earlier that this book actually was just released, and what it's about is the election of 2008. You might wonder why we're addressing that. It's almost 15 years old. Well, I wanted to show how politics changes very little little over years. And frankly, I thought bringing on our current presidential candidates might cause a forum for them on the show, which this show isn't about. And also, I wanted to talk to an individual who ran for president, because I think it takes a certain person to do that. And that certain person on our show today is currently
a talk show host on television on Fox. Great show. He's got a new book out called Mike Huckabee, Do the Right Thing. And Governor, let's go back to the TV pundits. And we were talking earlier about how their opinions sometimes can really hit a nerve in your body. And being a moderator for a debate had to be a little frustrating.
The thing that frustrated me was the debates ended up becoming more like game shows than a true political forum. And that was my problem.
Well, actually, what you're saying is true today. I mean, look at the past two Republican debates. They turned into basically a catfight. And I'm sure there's more to come.
Some folks on our network, the guys on our network like Hannity and me, for that matter, you know, we're not pretending to be journalists. We accept that there's a difference between journalism and commentary. The Brit Humes that work at Fox, they strictly try to stick within the objectivity of news and don't get into trying to play favorites, but we have people that do. I think there's got to be a separation in the media as to who's a commentator and who's a journalist.
I agree with you. And, you know, you make mention of that in the book, how you say then and now, sometimes the moderators ask the candidates for a show of hands on their opinion on a certain subject.
You can't explain something that is that complex with a yes or no, raise your hand, lower your hand. It was really ridiculous. And then the biggest point was that we were being asked questions that had not one thing to do with being president of the United States. And, you know, it was crazy. Ron, in the first 11 debates the Republicans had, there was only one question of health care.
Mm-hmm.
There was zero questions, not one question about education. And yet those topics are on every American's mind. And we talk about the same things and go through the same ground. It just made it very obvious that there was not a real attempt to give the American people an opportunity to see what their choices were.
If a candidate is really the hot item of that particular week or that couple of weeks leading up to that debate, that candidate or candidates get a lot of questions. But if you're not particularly high in the ratings at that point, you're kind of shoved aside, and that isn't fair.
Well, one of the examples is that in the early debates, you'd have the guys like me or others would get 4 or 5 minutes for the entire time. And, you know, that's really a disservice to the people of the country who really want to find out not how much money raised, but they'd like to know what we would do about the infrastructure and energy and how we would deal with the health care issue and the economy. I found it very frustrating that most of the questions that I was asked in the first 10, 11 months of the entire campaign were process questions, not policy questions. It was all, how much money have you raised? How many field staff do you have in South Carolina? And the real question should have been, what are you going to do to change the tax system? How are you going to make a difference in the health care delivery system of this country? And what will you do about the nation's crumbling infrastructure? We never got those questions.
No.
It took a while for you to write this book after the election.
Yes. In fact, I really started writing the book in April of this year.
Oh.
And put it to bed in June, early July. And so it was in production. It just turns out that the book was somewhat prophetic. Obviously, by the time I wrote the book, didn't know how the results would turn out. But as it ends up, the book becomes more relevant than ever. I think it's one of the reasons we debuted the very first week at number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list.
Good.
Number 4 the second week. And everywhere we've been, in fact, in Orlando today, we probably had over 600-700 people lined up at the Barnes & Noble store to get copies. And, you know, people are going to Amazon.com, and then they can go to my website for autographed copies of it. But the reason people are getting the book is, even if they're not conservatives, real look behind the scenes of a campaign. But it's also a discussion about where does the Republican Party and the conservative movement go from here to get back on track.
You know, you're very candid in how you discuss things. You make it in very simplistic terms. A lot of times a political book is way over a lot of people's heads, and you do not do that. You talk about things like what you saw, a Michigan woman insisting on donating her wedding ring for your contribution. Great pictures.
Well, thanks. There are some heartwarming pictures and stories.
Great pictures.
And, you know, for the folks who just don't like to read, there are some terrific pictures. But I think one of the things that I'm hearing from people reading the book is that it's a very conversational book. It's
yes.
not one that, as you say, you got to be a PhD in political science. But there are some very practical issues that are talked about in terms of, if we're going to rebuild the Republican Party, how do we do it? What are the issues that we can win with?
I looked at your tour schedule for this, and frankly, it looks harder than the campaign schedule. I mean, you're...
Well, it's been pretty brutal. We're on, like, the good news for us is there has been tremendous line of people at every stop that we've been to. A lot of enthusiasm, and some people are in line long enough to read several chapters of the book. And the good news for me is none of them say, well, I've been reading the book and decided I don't want it after all. They find several copies. It's a book that says, here's what it's like behind the campaign. I try to be candid, honest, and pretty forthcoming in it. But it's not an angry book. It's a book that's optimistic about the future. It's about what do we do from here rather than, oh, my, what have we messed up in doing in the past?
No doubt. It is not an angry book. That's exactly right. I'd be remiss in the time that we have left, and I know you're in a very tight schedule, so thank you, Governor, for spending this time with me. But I have to ask you two questions.
Okay.
One is that who would have been your vice presidential pick?
Hard to say. Most likely somebody that was perceived with foreign policy and military experience, just because even though I'd been to 41 countries and had more experience than people thought, that was the perceived weakness, and you always look for someone to sort of bring a compliment to what you had.
Would that have been John McCain or maybe my friend Tom Ridge?
You know, it could be. I don't know. I never got that far where it was something I was sitting down making a list.
Okay. The other question is, would you do it again?
If the circumstances were right, I don't rule it out. You know, I'm not ready to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to run again, because I don't know. I mean, I certainly have a lot of responsibilities right now with the Fox show, and I'll be doing radio commentaries starting in January. This book is an important part of getting the message out, and I'm anxious to see if it continues to get the kind of traction that it has had so far. You know, who knows? There could be another run out there in the future. I'll keep it as an option.
Seems to be that Arkansas governors are musicians. You guys can start a band after a few more years, all right? We got to get together and do a gig. I want to have Governor Mike Huckabee play bass behind something like, you know, a Sinatra tune or an Elvis tune or something. You're terrific up there. You really are.
Well, I would love to do it, Ron. And, you know, my bet would be on Elvis being a good Southern boy like myself.
Me too.
And I'd be all over that. So get all warmed up and ready to go. Let's get a keyboard, a lead guitar, and a drummer, and we're in business.
We're in business. We do a little Burning Love, man.
There you go.
Governor, thank you very much. You are a class act. Do the Right Thing is the name of the book. It is now on bookshelves. It's by Governor Mike Huckabee. Governor, thank you, my friend.
Thank you. It's great talking to you, Ron.
Our guest has been former governor and 2008 presidential candidate and now the host of a very successful show on Fox, Mike Huckabee. That show on Fox is really good. He brings a lot of guests on there. He's had Rich Little on there, a lot of country stars, guitar players like James Burton, who played with Elvis and Ricky Nelson. And the governor is a terrific bass player. I've heard him play not only on the show, but I've heard him do some stuff in person. He could be a studio musician. He's that good. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come. Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Yeah.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests for being part of the first hour, and they include country superstar Clint Black, actress Shirley MacLaine, former governor of Arkansas, and 2008 presidential candidate Mike Huckabee. Next hour, we have actor Ed Begley Jr. He's written a memoir that you really want to hear about. He's had a unique life. Golf legend Lee Trevino will be joining us. KC of KC and the Sunshine Band and Amy Gilbreth will be here to talk about how it's so important to keep our pets healthy by feeding them. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.